Sunday, April 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Afternoon Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our Mid-Afternoon Hymn. Alleluia, sing to Jesus, His the scepter, His the throne. Alleluia, His the triumph, His the victory alone. Hark, the songs of peaceful Zion thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus out of every nation has redeemed us by His blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, He is near us. Faith believes, nor questions how. Though the cloud from sight received Him when the 40 days were o'er, shall our hearts forget His promise, I am with you evermore. Alleluia, bread of angels, thou on earth our food, our stay. Alleluia, hear the sinful, flee to thee from day to day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, earth's redeemer, plead for me, where the song of all the sinless sweep across the crystal sea. Alleluia, King eternal, thee the Lord of lords we own. Alleluia, born of Mary, earth thy footstool, heaven thy throne. Thou within the veil hast entered, robed in flesh our great high priest. Thou on earth both priest and victim, in the Eucharistic feast. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who were sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when He pours gifts on His beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 128. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the mid-afternoon antiphon. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. And our reading is from Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Through baptism into Christ's death we were buried with Him, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. And the responsory, this is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration today raise us up to renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let's praise the Lord and give Him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.